Well, do you nullify the commandments of God that you may keep your own traditions? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have certainly an unusual gospel. It's a ferial day. It's the fifth week in ordinary time. And it doesn't really have a great deal to do with tomorrow, which is Ash Wednesday, in the beginning of Lent. But indirectly, it does, because we're talking about the traditions of men and the traditions of God. So we must follow the traditions of God. We cannot nullify the commandments of God and keep our own traditions. Now, this is kind of important, because tomorrow we're going to begin a season of penance and repentance for sin. And we might say that some people during Lent, they give up this or they give up that. They may give up cigarettes or they may give up coffee or some other thing. And that's good. It's wonderful. But certainly it doesn't compare to doing what God wants. We must repent of our sins. We give up all of our sins to repent. This is the tradition of God, not the tradition of man. The tradition of man, in a way, would be to give up that, have that little penance, which is good, but not the most important thing. The most important thing is to keep the commandments. Keeping the commandments is what God wants. Now, God gives us commandments to keep because they're for our own good. All right? They're for our own good. If we disobey the commandments of God and we nullify the commandments of God, then we're going to be unhappy. As St. Augustine tells us, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. All throughout the Psalms, we know, if you read the book of Psalms, you see a tremendous number of Psalms that talk about the joy in keeping the law of God. Keeping the law of God. Psalm 18 tells us, the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. What a wonderful blessing that is when you think about it. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. So when we keep the precepts of the Lord, our hearts will rejoice. We'll be happy. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. When we keep the commandments of God, we are enlightened. We know what's right. We're not confused. We have a good conscience. It goes on saying, they are more desirable than gold, sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. So this is how we should look at the precepts of God, the Ten Commandments, the precepts of the church. Purer than gold, better than honey from the honeycomb. This is our life, our life's blood, as it were. And only by keeping the commandments will we be happy. And this is what Jesus is trying to tell the people in today's gospel. How they nullify the commandments of God. They keep their own traditions. And he condemns them. He says, the people, comparing them to what Isaiah says, the people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrine, the precepts of men. In vain do they worship me. If you're not keeping the commandments, in vain will you be worshiping God. A contrite and humbled heart is what the Lord wants. He wants especially our love. If you love me, you keep my commandments, Jesus said. So in loving Jesus, we have to keep his commandments. We don't honor him with our lips, say, dear Lord, I love you, I love you. Then we don't obey his commandments. And we see this today in the example given to Jesus gives to them. We know the commandment says, honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. Take care of them, love them. In their old age, as the Old Testament says, be good to them. Be good to them. And you say, talking to the Jews, Jesus says, but you say, any support that might have been had for me is korban, is korban, is given to God as a for sins. And of course, the mother and father, they don't want to take the gift that would have been given to God and use it. So they feel guilty taking that. And the son or daughter do not take care of their parents. So we see that today in some respects, not all the time, but a lot of people not taking care of their parents, honoring their parents, and so on. But many other sins in our society. We think we have a right to do this and to do that. We know that sin is a very slippery slope. Once you commit sin, you are on a collision course. Slippery slope until you hit rock bottom, as it were. And we see so many people today. They don't realize what they're doing. And in a way, it's a punishment for what they're not honoring God. St. Paul says in the Epistle to the Romans, "And so they are without excuse, seeing they knew God, they didn't glorify him or give him thanks, but became vain in their reasoning, and their senseless mind is darkened." So when we don't pray to God and we don't honor God, we're not going to keep the commandments. We're going to be foolish in our reasoning, and our minds are going to be darkened. And that's just the opposite of what the psalmist will tell us. How we'll be joyful and enlightened when we keep God's commandments. So we see when we don't pray to God and we don't honor God, then we're not going to even see what the commandments are. We're going to become foolish. Oh, we don't have to do that. We don't have to go to Mass on Sunday. We don't have to keep the sixth commandment. God wouldn't want me to have all those children. God wouldn't want me to live with this husband who's not a good husband, when I can have a nice husband or a nice wife and so on and so forth. And we see that today and so forth. Many people think they can do whatever they want. So they become vain in their reasoning and their mind is darkened because they didn't honor and praise God and keep his commandments. When we praise and honor God the way God wants to be praised and honored, then we no longer become foolish in our reasoning. We'll be wise and filled with joy, and our minds will be enlightened. The Holy Spirit will come upon us and give us his seven gifts, the gifts of the Holy Spirit that enlighten the soul in all the things that they need, enlightenment, understanding, and wisdom, and knowledge, counsel, fortitude, and so forth. So we see how in the spiritual life, if we live a good life and we keep the commandments, our souls will be enlightened, we'll be filled with joy, and we'll be happy. And this is why people are not happy these days. How can you be happy when you don't keep the precepts of God, when you don't keep the commandments? You do what you want. You selfishly choose what pleases you. And that's what we have in our world today. Everybody thinks they have the right to choose this and to choose that. No, we don't have that right. The freedom we have is to do the will of God. Then we'll be happy. And if we don't do God's will in all things, we'll never be happy. Because, as we know, sin is a slippery slope. And after you commit one sin, then you commit another sin, and pretty soon you've had a crash, a great crisis, and so on. And that's why our world is in such trouble. And that's why the Lord tells us to keep the traditions of God, not the traditions of men. To do what God wants, and then we'll be happy. Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. Until we rest in God and keep his commandments, we'll never be happy. Our Lady at Fatima said the same thing. That's why she said, as a good mother, telling her children, "Men must stop offending God. He's too much offended by sin." God is offended by sin, of course. But men are self-destructive when they commit these sins. And of course, they're on the road to hell. She said many souls are in hell today because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So hopefully we'll pray and sacrifice and save some of these people who in their selfishness choose what they want. And of course, it's a good reminder for all of us. But for the grace of God, where would I be? Where would I be? Where would I be? And many of us can remember where we were. So we thank God for his grace. And we walk the straight and narrow, keeping the commandments. And we pray for all those who are in great darkness, and don't even know it. Our world is in a great crisis. It's, as the Holy Father said 2 years ago, the eclipse of reason. Reason is darkened, and people don't even understand. So let us do what Our Lady said at Fatima. Keep the commandments and pray the rosary, especially for our world and all of our loved ones who are far, far from God. So when we keep the traditions of God, then we'll be happy, and the world will be happy, and this will be a better place to live. The reason why the world is not in good shape and not a happy place, as it were, is because so many people are living lives of not keeping God's commandments. They may honor the precepts of men, but not the precepts of God. May the Lord bless you.